97.9 The Heel, Aaron Kick here with you in the studio, joined by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending out there in the world. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm pretty good. I mean, I feel like...
You look a little tired.
I mean, yeah, maybe. It's none of your business, though. Tell you what I'm tired of.
I look up and Victor's like half yawn. Like, yeah, well, I'll give you another second.
I'll tell you what I'm tired of. I'm tired of people misrepresenting science and sharks is what I'm tired of.
That is a heck of a segue.
I mean, yeah. Well, as you know, we very recently celebrated Shark Week. It might be this week. It might be last week. I don't know. It's every week is Shark Week for me.
Of course,
what I'm
right.
trying to say.
Yes.
And apparently, at some point during the festivities, there was a documentary called Island of the Walking Sharks that is being grossly misrepresented, and I just want to take a second to talk about it. The shark in question is the epaulette shark. They live in, I can't say, Papua New Guinea. Well, maybe
well,
I
there
can.
There you do,
uh-huh.
Papua New
Surprise.
Guinea. Yeah.
But there's a few different species of epaulette shark, and their party trick is they live in tide pools where there's no competition, so they're a very successful species.
Right.
And getting from tide pool to tide pool can be difficult, so they use their four fins to more or less like drag themselves across land. They're really cool. They don't breathe on land. They're just really good at not breathing. They are potentially the best creature on Earth at not breathing. They will literally shut down parts of their brain and body to just keep surviving. And this dude who made this documentary made this huge deal of, this is the first time the walking shark has been caught on film, like doing some full Carnival Barker stuff. And more than one news outlet has picked this up and been like, look at this momentous occasion, the first time we filmed a walking shark, it's incredible. And that's just patently not true.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that you can get more attention on the internet with wild, loud fabrications and lies? Now I understand Alex Jones.
Well,
this whole time I was so confused.
I mean, hey, we can toss Alex Jones into trends if you really want to segue.
Let us not do that.
I don't really want to do that.
He has sucked up enough.
Too much to talk about.
Attention.
But this is also the point where I tell you that you should check out the 2015 British documentary just simply called Shark. It's in two parts. It's lovely. And guess what? Shark includes.
The epaulette shark?
The epaulette shark.
Oh my God, was that the first time the epaulette shark had ever been filmed? Those people deserve a Nobel Prize for shark.
But yeah, like I just saw this guy making these outlandish claims, and specifically the Metro. The Metro has the wildest headlines of, we're witnessing evolution before our eyes, mind-blowing emoji. And I just, grumble, old man grumble. Other ocean news that I sort of have.
Although
for you
did just give him another 3 minutes of media attention.
Just because I like to yell about stuff. Ocean news, I have some positivity for you, which is parts of Australia's Great Barrier Reef are showing some of the highest coral cover in about 36 years. Which
Yay.
Is really nice.
That's good.
Parts of it are showing really wonderful coral recovery. Other parts are still getting mass bleaching / eaten by the little spiny starfish things that just devour everything.
Right.
So you take the good with the bad. Some recovery is better than no recovery. And it's nice to see that progress is being made for something that, frankly, most people have been at least thinking about, if not panicking about, for about a decade.
That's a really good thing to hear. I've got one real quick follow-up question. This doesn't have anything to do with the fact that we were all shut down in 2020 and people weren't going anywhere and doing destructive tourism, is it? This is like a larger trend that is sustainable?
Yeah. This is a much larger
trend. Okay, good.
The problem is the programs that have allowed this to happen specifically come from the Great Barrier Reef being classified as in danger.
Right.
And with this progress and the study being published that has allowed for these headlines saying, look, it's recovering, that status may be revoked. Which, great. This is also a time when I'm going to tell you that you should, A, at that guy that he was not the first person to catch the walking shark on video, and B, definitely petition whatever sources you can to keep the Great Barrier Reef on the World Heritage List as in danger.
You know, we only have a minute left, but I was literally just listening back to a conversation that I had with Ty Wynn, Chapel Hill Town Council member, a while back. I'm putting together a story based on that audio and others, and he was talking. And this was kind of a non sequitur in the conversation, but he was talking about Section 8 housing and how you are not allowed basically to have a retirement account if you're on Section 8 housing, because if you have a retirement account, they count that toward your income. And if you have enough in the retirement account, then they'll kick you off the Section 8 vouchers. So you literally have to stay poor in order to continue to reap the benefits.
Yeah.
And this Great Barrier Reef thing reminds me a little bit of that. Like, if you manage to recover enough to not be endangered, then you lose the protections. Like, there's got to be some way that you can keep the protections or, like, keep the vouchers while still making progress towards getting...
And there's a world of difference between actively starving in poverty and doing pretty okay.
Right.
There are so many steps.
It's just, like, a shocking thing when Ty was telling me that. Like, oh, my God, that, like, it all makes sense, but man, what a catch-22 to find yourself in,
exactly.
Right?